Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful and a restful weekend, an opportunity to be with family and friends and to enjoy the summer, but a time to celebrate the goodness of God and to participate in the Lord's Day, the celebration of the Eucharist together, the community of God's people. Boy, this is such an important time for us to come back together as COVID begins to lift, or as people are in a position to be able to come back to Mass and more bishops are opening things up. The place we need to come is to come back and gather around the Lord Jesus at the Lord's table and to receive from Him and to remember who we are. I mean, the Eucharist is the place of definition from my perspective. It's the place I mentioned last week where we are reminded of what our identity actually is, who we are, what defines us, and we're empowered as brothers and sisters, as a people, as one body in Christ, to be able to be conformed to the Lord. You know, I couldn't help but think, I've been listening to various talks from different parts of the world where this whole woke culture is emerging in different places and how the church is trying to deal with it in different parts of the world, and the pressure that's being put upon the church to conform to the futility, as Scripture would describe it, the futile ways which we once inherited. And those who are still in the flesh and haven't seen the Lord, don't know the Lord, don't walk in Him. And how much of the focus is on a kind of perpetual, intense, almost obsessive attention to identity. If you've followed at all what's going on in Australia, they've got a whole kind of national curriculum where they are really kindergarten, first grade, all up through 12th grade are implementing just shocking, shocking worldview about what it means to be human. And in the classroom, starting in first, second grade, third, fourth grade, teachers setting aside time during the day where boys can imagine that they're girls and boys can wear dresses and try on high heels and wear lipstick and things like that. And as they go through the grades, they're more and more exposed to really, honestly, very perverted, very dark things, very confusing things. One of the things, besides some of the obvious wrong that's going on there, one of the things that hit me as I was just listening to the document, you know, listening to someone read the document about what's going on kind of at each stage. I'm going to talk about it maybe more Friday. Not to discourage you in any way, but to say that this is the kind of stuff that's coming our way. But I thought to myself how much what adults are doing is training children from a very early age, instead of being in a position of stability and security as adults and creating environments in which they can learn how to read and how to socialize, how to, you know, maybe do mathematics, to play well together, things like that. They're using it as a place to impose an entirely different worldview, a radical different kind of socialization that's going on. And at the heart of it is teaching kids right from the beginning is to be obsessed with how you feel about yourself, obsessed with your identity and trying to figure out and putting upon them at a very early age a responsibility to figure out who they are, to figure out what they are, to figure out and define for themselves a reality that is manifestly obvious to them, 99% of them anyway. And not to say that people don't struggle with things about identity as you go through life and even various kinds of sexual identity and things like that. I'm not trying to pretend that doesn't happen. But my point is to say that what's happening there is you have an entire adult teaching culture that is teaching children to be obsessed with the responsibility of having to constantly define themselves and communicating to them that this is all fluid and it could all change and you can be this today, but you can be something else tomorrow. Right at a time in their life when adults are meant to be stabilizing factors in their lives. And what's happening is because certain adults are convinced themselves that maybe that there is no God, that there is no fundamental truth, that there's no objective reality, that there is no just male or female, that that's just a religious construct that we've thrown out a long time ago. It doesn't mean anything anymore to most of us. So we're going to go an entirely different direction and we're going to embrace fully this postmodern, Marxist, Gnostic kind of approach to worldview that says we make up our own reality. We design ourselves. We're the source and origin of our own identity and being, actually, for many. So instead, what's real, and this is why the Eucharist is so important, friends, and the reason I'm mentioning it is that we know as children of God, as sons and daughters of God, that God made us, that God is the ground of all being, that we are God's idea. He made us male and female. Family is God's creation. Sexual complementarity is God's design. Marriage and family, which comes as a result of that complementarity of male and female, united in love together in marriage, creates a family. It's a miracle. It's a beautiful thing. And it turns out that this miracle, this foundation stone of all society and civilization, mirrors the Trinity, the life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that the center and ground of all reality is a community of persons, is a community of persons loving one another, that God is love. It's not just something God does, it's who God is. And out of this creative love between the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit, and out of that love they create. And love creates, and its love is focused on the other, and God creates us to participate in his beautiful, wonderful creation. He makes us male, female, makes us a family, gives us reason, gives us a spirit and soul, and we have a capacity to see and understand and receive a revelation and the gift of identity from him. At the center of the Christian life, friends, we receive our identity from Christ. Jesus clears up all the confusion of a fallen world. And he helps us see and understand who we are, where we're from, and what the Father has bestowed on us, and what Jesus has himself renewed or made whole or made new in us, giving us a clear identity as sons and daughters of God. And we rest in the unshakable reality of God's purpose, of God's design. And we see in Jesus, and we see as we celebrate the Eucharist, as his sacrifice on the cross, that act of love by which we have been saved, and the outpouring of his blood, his body and blood for our sake, he teaches us again and again every time we go. In love, he, as the priest raises up the host, in the scriptures, Jesus said, the words of Jesus, you know, as I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to myself and draw everyone. This is what he wants to do. To draw us to himself so that he can bring us to the Father. And Jesus is showing us that not only is what identity is, what a human being is, and how a human being is ultimately fulfilled, and where a human being finds our ultimate meaning, happiness, fulfillment, life itself, is in humble obedience to God, a surrender of our life to God. We'll look at St. Peter this week. He talks to us about we're a chosen race and a royal priesthood and a holy nation. A holy nation, we're a people that's set apart. We're a people who are in covenant with a God who is love itself. And we're a priestly people because we see what Jesus did on the cross. He made his life an offering, and it was an act of love. And it was an act of obedience. And he gave to the Father what belonged to the Father, what every one of us were meant to do. And friends, at the core of all this madness is deep human rebellion, a rejection of God, a rejection of God's design. Now, people in that situation may not fully understand that. They may be creating a God that fits into the world they want. But at the end of the day, what it is a rebellion against God's prerogatives, against his design. Man claims to become God, right? We take the prerogatives of God to ourselves and we say, I can't be free. I can't be happy. And I have a right to be free and I have a right to be happy unless I am my own master, unless I design my own life. I define what's good. No one tells me what's good. That comes straight from the pit of hell. It's darkness. And that's pride. And it's pride that rises up against God instead of humility that bows down low. And the human heart doesn't want to bow and bend the knee to anybody. We want a God that's going to be our cheerleader. It's going to celebrate us and sign off on the design that we create for ourselves. Friends, we are in a ferocious spiritual battle. The kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. Now, it's important to understand, as the words of St. John Paul said, I've mentioned many times on this program, and he said, we're entering the final confrontation between the gospel and the anti-gospel, the church and the anti-church, between Christ and the antichrist. And he said, this battle lies within the plans of divine providence, and it's within the hands of God. God is permitting it. It's a great spiritual conflict, and he's warned us about it in scripture and history, the saints and others, that it's coming, and it's time for us. How do we live in this? Well, we live in it by standing with him. Like Paul will say in Ephesians chapter 6, put on the whole armor of God. He says three times, stand therefore. This is a battle, the only battle of its kind. To win it, all you have to do is stand. Stand in the Lord and witness to the truth of who he is. Witness by the way we live that we've received from God joyfully. We celebrate, and that's what the Eucharist is. It's a thanksgiving of the salvation that we've been offered, but God the Father, that he created us, that he's our Father, and that we love his design. We love his creation. We love how he made us male and female. We love the idea of family. We love the gift. And so now it's our turn, like different saints have had to and people have had to, that many we don't know, but we know they're in heaven. We'll meet them when we get there, who lived in difficult places at very difficult times. And they died martyrs. What's a martyr? A martyr's a witness. And a witness is what? Somebody who's faithful to what God has given. And we stand in it. We walk in it. No matter how much the storms stir up, no matter how strong the winds blow against us, we, by God's grace, will stand. And we'll stand together as the people of God. This is why the enemy's trying to ruin the life of the church. You know, he's trying to get us separated and polarized and caught up in the political divisiveness, you know, of our culture, the tribal divisions that are constantly creating, the identity politics. And it's not a class struggle. Now it's a race struggle. Now it's a sexual identity struggle. And it's victim is against victimizers. It's a deception, a work of the enemy to stir nothing but conflict and division. That's what he's after. The answer to it for us is simple but difficult. It's faithfulness. It's trust. It's simply living who we are in Christ. And the Eucharist is that place, friends, that we're taught again and again and we're fed again and again. This is, Jesus is saying, trust me. This is the way to life. Follow in my footsteps and don't be afraid. The worst this world can do to you is only temporary. It's a passageway. They take your life, fine, you're in my hands. You're in the palm of my hands. I have a hold of you, and nothing will separate you from the love that I have for you and the love that the Father has for you. Thanks be to God. Have a great day, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.